This is Living the RV Dream, episode 231 for Friday, March 11, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, pelican heads, happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, welcome, welcome. Oh, don't forget the schoolie builders, our friend Papa Drew and his coolie. In any case, anywho, like they say, welcome everybody to the show. Happy Friday, another Friday here on the podcast. Almost celebrating our fifth anniversary here of this particular broadcast. And someone was asking me the other day, how can you listen to those first episodes of the podcast? I mean, I don't know if I want to reveal this, but because maybe these first episodes, they might have been better, actually. I wrote scripts for those first few episodes because I had no idea what I was going to do. And to be honest, I was following in John Huggins' footsteps. He had been doing a one-hour podcast. And from the beginning, I realized that was going to be too long for me. And at the time, he was also he had a deal with an internet radio network. It was called Reno Viola Radio. So it had to be a specific length, either 1 hour or half an hour. I told him I'll do half an hour. And but then, you know, it was kind of difficult knowing what to talk about, and I interviewed several fellow YouTubers at the time, and several viewers even, and I also had I was able to get one of his advertisers at the time, so that was good. That eventually stopped happening. So as you know, I have had very few advertisers over the years on the podcast. But if you wanna check it out, just go to travelingrubber.com/WP. WP stands for Word Perfect, which is the platform that I used originally to create the podcast and to create show notes, and even these older podcasts. You know, I wrote blog posts for them, which I don't do anymore. But then again, I'm making longer videos now, so most of my energy really takes place producing the longer videos and just the podcast. You know, I just want to tell you about my experiences, what I'm doing, especially when I'm traveling. And let me tell you right now, I'm not traveling. I'm not at the Flagami Studio Pelican headquarters in Miami. I'm actually at Pelicamp. I came to Pelicamp last Sunday, and because we had several projects to do, which a lot of them we haven't been able to do, just because I've been working, because the weather, you know, it's been yesterday and today it's been raining most of the day, and. But the main project that we wanted to do, it was the fence around the property, you know, just to keep wildlife out and whatnot. I mean, I wouldn't mind the occasional deer, you know, at night that we've caught on camera, or you know, the neighbor's pig that showed up. But you know, just as a deterrent and for privacy, we decided that we wanted to put a fence around the property. And I'm sure he's regretted this, but my friend Greg, by the way, Casita RV Live on YouTube, Casita RV Live, check him out, check out his YouTube channel. He's doing like every other week he does a travel video, and then every other week in between he does like a how-to video. And especially if you are into that market, you know, of the eggshell and fiberglass trailers, check him out. He said, well, yeah, I'll help you out. Famous last words, right? So he came, to be honest, it was a lot more work than I had originally anticipated. I had bought almost a year ago one of those rolls of it's called cattle fence, I believe. Field fence. It's a field fence. Regular field fence is like 4 feet high, and it comes in a roll of 330 feet long. And you'll be surprised how heavy that thing is. But the back fence, it was fine because we have a trail behind the property, so we were able to roll it out and you know, feed it through where we had to do it and cut it. And even though you're supposed to stretch it, we didn't have to stretch it much. It came out, I mean, much better than I expected. Now, the side of the property, I have a lot of vegetation because I wanted to keep that vegetation there. I want to feel like I'm in the Florida forest that this used to be before everybody started moving here. So we had to feed that fence through all that vegetation, and I had already done the posts, you know, because that way that I was able to figure out like the survey of the property and really the property line, which I had to clear a little bit of the land. We have lots of palmetto and small brushes that I had to clear, but that was a royal pain. A lot of took a lot of effort just unrolling that other piece of fence that I had bought a year ago that was actually heavier, different material. It wasn't like the steel material that I have in the back that kind of, you bend it and it kind of goes back to the position, the shape that it had before. This one is kind of one of those that you bend it and it stays bent. So it's harder to unroll, harder to... it was a chore for sure. It took most of the day just doing that north side of the property, if you look at it closely, if you really go there and look at it closely, it doesn't look pretty. But from far away, you know, it's like a Monet, you know, like an impressionistic painting. From far away, it looks great. If you get close, it's just it is what it is. You know, it's there. It's gonna keep wildlife out, and that's basically what we want. So that's it. That was one of those final touches that Pelicamp needed. I haven't finished with the clips on the T-posts yet, tomorrow I might get a little more work done on that, and then when we return, we're probably gonna return in a week or two, and that's gonna be kind of the first leg of the Lewis and Clark trip, which it's gonna be. Divided in two legs. That first leg, I'm probably just gonna do Washington D.C. and Monticello, and this is the thing. And I don't know if I've told you this, but I have plans to replace the Colorado. You know, it's got 105,000 miles. It's still running great. I mean, and that very soon I'm gonna, if tomorrow the weather cooperates, I'm gonna do like a review of the Colorado. I'm gonna tell you the five things that I love about it, the five things that I don't like so much about it. But it's been a good truck, but I think I should replace it. And if I replace it, you know, I want to replace it with that new Silverado, the refreshed Silverado that has like the digital screens. You know, they're refreshing the interior. They're changing the shifter from the column shifter to a bottom, you know, electronic shifter. And I want to get something a little more off-road capable, like the trail bus trim or whatnot. And, you know, it's the problem is, you know, the problem with all trucks and cars, it's the supply chain. And those trucks are delayed. And as soon as they come out, I'm going to see if I can get my hands on one. I have a source that might be able to help me. And wouldn't it be great to have a 4x4 truck going out west and hitting some of those trails, some of those, I'm not going to go like off-road, but hitting some of those roads that require high clearance and four-wheel drive. That would be great. So that's the plan for the trip to the west, which might get delayed a little bit. I was hoping to depart sometime in April. It might be late April. I mean, if by mid-April I'm not able to get the truck, I'm just gonna go in the Colorado. But I'm gonna delay it until then. And if the truck shows up, I may delay it until May 1st. You know, we can before it gets too hot, we can do the whole the whole Midwest section of the trip in May, and then hit the Pacific coast in June. I don't know if in June probably you still don't have as much of that marine layer that you get like in July, August. So that's my hope. And then I'm looking at the map because there are so many places that I want to go to, and it's gonna be kind of logistically, it's going to be a difficult trip to plan because I want to hit parts of the Oregon coast, of course, but I also want to hit parts of England, Oregon, and I want to do Mount Shasta in California, and kind of do like some of the volcanoes in Oregon too. It's something that I'm going to be planning over the next few days, as soon as I finish editing the East Coast video that I'm editing right now, which, by the way, I think is going to be great. The one that is coming out this Sunday is the first half of it. At the beginning, I might sound a little negative, but I'm not. I'm just in one of those moods that I want already to move. I want to move someplace else, and that's how I get when I stay in the same area of the country for weeks at a time. I'm like, oh, it's time to go, and that's how I felt. But then we drove through New York. We took the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, the Jersey Shore. We took the ferry to Delaware. Well, actually, the ferry to Delaware is on the following video. So the one that I'm editing right now, which is going to be next Sunday's video, and hopefully if I can edit the whole thing, is going to be the season finale for this fall 2021 season, and then we can move on to 2022. Actually, there's a video about Naples, Florida that I want to sneak in there that also happened in fall, and then we begin winter 2022 before we get into full spring, which, let me tell you, it's been warm. The day that we decided to do the fence, I thought we were gonna be able to finish like by 11 a.m. Such wishful thinking. It took most of the day, and in the afternoon it was in the 80s with 99% humidity or something similar, so it was brutal. I have no words with which to be grateful to Greg Casira RV Life for helping me out with this project, because it is a two-man job, let's face it. Now, without getting political, a lot of people have asked me about gas prices. Is it going to affect my travels? And let me tell you something. It's a little bit of a sticker shock. Paying twice what I paid 2 years ago for a tank of gas, but it is what it is. There are many circumstances that are provoking that, and we're not going to get into that. But it is not going to affect my travels in the sense that I'm going to keep on traveling. It's my job. It's my business. It's how I make a living. So if I stop traveling, I'm not gonna be able to produce videos. Yeah, I could stay in South Florida. I could stay in the vicinity of Florida, which I have neglected for a long time. But on the same token, I do wanna do this this trip out west. It's as much for me as it is for you. I love the West. The West beckons. The West is calling me. Let's put it that way. And we're going to come back to South Florida, and we're going to do a couple of the idea, what I want to do. I want to stay at that newly renovated KUA in the Florida Keys. That's the what we're going to do probably sometime in late summer. We'll see. And I also want to go back to Matlache Island. And of course, that's going to be the middle of the hurricane season, but what can you do? I totally lost my train of thought about the gas prices. Yes, I'm gonna keep on traveling. I'll make less. let's put it that way. I'll take a little less money home, but I'm still gonna travel, and I'm still gonna bring you, hopefully, ever. Constantly ever improving adventures. Let's put it that way. Now, let's hear some of your voicemail.
Hello, Robert. My husband, Ron, and I just subscribed to your channel, and we so enjoy watching your videos. We wish that we could watch them in order from the beginning until now, but somehow it's not numbered that way. So let me know how I could do that. Thank you.
Yeah, I tried replying with voice, but I don't think it went through, so I'm going to answer that question here, and hopefully she listens to the podcast. And this is the thing, YouTube doesn't make it incredibly intuitive to put the videos in order. But if you go to YouTube and you go to my channel, and I'm trying to do this live on the air, and the internet is very slow here, so bear with me for a second. There are several ways to do it, actually. If you go to my channel, just go to the channel, Traveling Robert. You can click on the tab that says videos, and there you see every public video, every video I've published since the beginning, in reverse order. So it may take you a while because it's like 1,000 videos, but if you scroll down enough, you'll eventually get to my first video. Now there's an easier way if you want to like follow my trips in order. Just go to playlists, which is the next tab. And here in the first one, I have created playlists, and you see liked videos. Well, that's private. You're not going to see that one. I'm the only one who can see that one. There's Winter 21-22. There's only one video in that one so far. There's a 2022 Florida Reservation. But here, Fall 2021. That's all the videos from the Fall 2021 season in order. And that playlist has 10 videos. There's an even 11 videos on Summer 2021. If you can keep scrolling to the right, and there's 2021 videos, all of them, 39 of them. And you can keep on scrolling. I don't know exactly how long it goes. I'm seeing 2019. I'm seeing uploads. I clicked on something by mistake here. Sorry. What am I doing? I don't know if you can hear that. And then if you... I thought it kept going down. There's favorite playlists, but I'm sure that there's... I have a playlist for every year. So if you scroll back enough, you'll see 2015 videos and all that. So I think that's the only way that I can organize. If not, anybody knows of a better way to organize YouTube at this point, going back and putting everything in order would be a daunting task, but I'm going to see if I can do it. So thank you. That was a very good question, and something that perhaps YouTube should do a better job, you know, or maybe I should do a better job organizing my YouTube channel's front page. How about that?
Hey, Robert Morales. Thank you very much for that Western New York trip that you took. Actually, when you were in Macedon, New York, you were only about 5 miles from my house. Which was kind of cool. I'm glad you enjoyed Rochester, especially the Nick Tahoe's, and firstly the George Eastman Museum and House, and that's a wonderful place. It always will be. Down to Watkins Glen, that's where my mother's side of her family was all raised. All the ancestors down there. She was born down in Elmira, and then lived up in Watkins Glen area. And so I'm glad you had a good trip, you and your wife, and you saw a lot of good things. And anyway, thanks an awful lot. My name is Bill Wadikas.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for that message. And I did enjoy, we did enjoy upstate New York tremendously. I think more than we thought we would. And we're going to go back because we're still missing the eastern part of, or the more northern part of upstate New York, which is the, you know, on the shores of the St. Lawrence River there. And of course, the Adirondack Mountains. So we have to go back and revisit at some point.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Urquhart area of Pickering. I have a few questions today. My first question is, On the Friday live stream, were you actually planning to do StreamYard for the Friday live stream so you, that we can actually have people on the live stream with you? Yes, and my second question is, for the Minicity Lounge, there is another Minicity Lounge sometime in the future. I would like to hear the song. So for the song, for the intermission, I would like to hear the song Good Life by The One Republic. Yes, and my final question is, for if you do go back to Europe, are you planning to visit Madrid, Spain? Yes, and today is Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. By the time you're hearing this, it'll be Thursday or Friday, March 11th, 2022. So I hope I will see everyone at the library at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Central. And also, just a reminder that Monday or Sunday, March 13th, we turn our clocks for 1 hour. So that's all, and have a wonderful day. Bye!
Thank you, Dylan, for your message. And yeah, it's this weekend, we spring forward. Actually, I like the more astronomically accurate time, you know, the standard time. But I mean, it's we've been doing daylight savings for, I mean, as far as I've been alive, I remember, you know, back in the old country in Cuba, they called it summer hours or regular hours. I forget. Hora de verano in Spanish, but I don't know how they call them. I mean, maybe nowadays they call it something else. I've been in the United States now for I mean 1988. It's gonna be 34 years. I've been 33.3 years in the United States now. So what was the other question? Madrid, Spain. Yeah, probably. If I go to Europe, that's probably gonna be my point of origin. You know, my home base, if you will. And from there, we'll visit some other places. And I'm not gonna answer about the Minitini Lounge because let me tell you, it's gonna be a while. I think it's gonna be a while till I do another Minitini Lounge. But anything is possible. It all depends on our travel plans, which right now the travel plans are written in Jello. So take that with that grain of salt. So let's see. I think I have one more.
Hey, what's up, Robert? It's Steve. Just have a couple questions for you. First, I'd like to know, what is your favorite men's cologne? And second, what's your all-time favorite campground that you've stayed in? All right. Thanks for the vids, Robert. Appreciate it. All right, man. Later.
You know, fun fact. One of my first job was selling perfume at a duty-free store. Back when they had duty-free shops at the Port of Miami. But nowadays, I don't really wear cologne. You know, I just use the deodorant and that's it. So I don't really have a favorite. I don't even know what the new trends in colognes are. Back in the day, you know, Dracar Noir and those were like the trendy ones. What was the other question? My all-time favorite campground. You know, that's very hard to say because it really depends on the circumstances and as I evolve as an RVer. You know, back in the day, a lot of things impressed me, and I would have said Camp Golf in Destin, Florida. It's actually technically Miramar, Florida, but it's in the Destin area, the Emerald Coast. But I don't know, maybe if I go back now, I see that we're cramped to like sardines and being right on the sand, right on the water. I have to go back to reassess that. But I have several categories. If you're going to call a boondocking site a campground, I will go with Valley of the Gods. If just being ocean front, but not beachside, you know, not being able to swim, and for the price, and I mean, this is also a dry camping, but it's in Ventura, California. It's Rincon Parkway, one of my top 10 For sure. Where else have I been? Georgia has some fabulous state parks. There are several. It's the same with Alabama. So I don't know. You have some of them that you almost feel like you are by yourself. Some of the sites at Red Top Mountain, for example, which is awfully close to Atlanta. If you want to be like close to the city, I mean, it's less than an hour. Traffic, depending on the traffic, right? That's a fabulous campground. I'm trying to think. And also campgrounds that are in proximity to national parks, like the Glacier KOA is very, very, very nice. And you are right there, right by the entrance to the going to the Sun Road, very close, within minutes. A beautiful setting and beautiful campground. Sun Outdoors, Orange Beach was very, very nice, but I'm kind of hesitant to, since I have a relationship with Sun Outdoors, I'm kind of hesitant to mention the Sun Outdoors campgrounds, but this campground is one of those that everything looks like brand new, like, you know, so well maintained. And there are several campgrounds like that. That KOA in New Hampshire, that we had that site right in front of the lake. I forget the name of that place. Churuca, I think it was called, something like that. Watch the New Hampshire video. That was amazing too. We've stayed at some very, very cool places over the years. So maybe I'll come up with a list of all the campgrounds and then I'll rank them. But who has time for that? I'll try to make the time. Actually, I'm also working on my map, a map with you can click locations and it'll have a link to a video. I'm working on that too. And that's all I'm gonna do today. I'm here at Pelicamp, and even though it's still March, it is getting. I mean, it is. I bought myself actually a weather station, so I can tell you right now. Outside is 64, but in here is 75, and and even though this air conditioner is relatively silent or quiet, I turned it off, you know, just so we could have a quiet conversation here on the podcast. But I'm going to turn it back on now, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Until then, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.